What is a rail fence? Is that where you just stack them up? People call that a worm fence.
Yeah, you cross them. That's like that log right there. See?
Mm-hmm.
It's cross that one right there.
Yeah.
And then you hit. Well, he just next log then would be go this way. You know, a rail fence is built.
Yeah.
You cross them either way.
Now, right.
And then you put up the next one on a pole there and hit a cross on that pole. You know, you see, you just got to keep on going around to
yeah,
get as high as
right.
you want.
You don't ever have to put any posts down in the ground to hold it up.
No.
Okay. You ever use any other kind of fence? What about a sail? You ever? Yeah, where I come from now, we call that rail fence a worm fence.
Worm fence. That, well, you got to lay your worm first. And then build on the worm.
I see.
The upright part of it's got to be a worm just like that on the bottom.
That's right. What about a picket fence? Where would you use a picket fence? Or a paling fence?
Well, a paling fence would be one fenced in with palings.
Okay.
Like a paling in yards, you know, if mm-hmm. you build. Or else you could build you a plank fence and fence your house around the, with a plank boards.
Mm-hmm.
Cat, what are you all doing?
I believe they're about to get a little bit rough there.
No, they're just cutting up. Scratching.
That's a good-natured little old dog to let that cat play with him like that.
Now, he does to set, but
man, I see him now. He's playing, too.
Yeah.
What about a fence made out of loose stones that people pick up out of the field or something? Have you ever seen one of those?
I've seen rock fences.
Okay. What about the stuff that you eat off of at the table, your plate and your saucer and your stuff? You might say, well, this is our good. Would you ever use the term china?
Oh, yeah. Good. I would call them plates. You know, in China we have several different kinds.
What do you have on your well out here that the rope is tied to that you carry water in? When you drop it down in the well to bring the water up?
Bucket.
Okay. Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
Yeah, there's a difference in a pail.
What is it?
Pail's made like a... Let's see, a pail's made... I've seen pails. Look like a churn, you know, they've got some two long pieces goes up the side of it, you know, and they cut off and put holes in that there to pick a pail up.
Oh, they made out of wood then?
Made out of cedar
mm-hmm.
or cypress or something like that.
I see. What about the thing that you might have right outside the kitchen door or right by the sink that you scrape your plates in and everything?
Slop bucket.
Okay. If you get up in the morning and you wanted to fry some eggs, you'd put them in a what to fry them?
Frying pan.
Okay. What about a heavy iron vessel that you would use? Used to use them in the old days to do laundry in. They'd go out in the yard and build a fire under these big black things and boil water to do the laundry, do the washing.
Oh, yeah. That's a wash kettle.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've built fires around many of them.
Yes, sir. Get in there and stir them and put that old lye soap in them.
Yeah. And they used to have a battling paint.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on a block, you know, and paint them clothes.
That's right. Go after them with a paddle.
Yeah.
If you wanted to bring some flowers into the house and, you know, you might cut them and then you'd put some water and put them in a what?
In a mug, a jug of water.
Okay. Did you ever use the term vase?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, put them in a vase. Some of them so big they'll go in there though.
That's right. What are the things that you eat with? You have your
fork, knife and fork.
Okay, and what do you stir your coffee with?
Spoon.
Okay.